Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Scientist.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that job. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
Bryce, my man, what's going on?
It's been a long time. Well, it hadn't been a long time. I'm trying to think. I've talked to you a few times. It's been a long time. I think it's been a month since I saw you, but last show we did live from the pizza pub. That was fantastic, man.
Oh, yeah. Have you been back?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, I've been back. I got to work my way through all the pizzas so I know what I'm going to call my favorite.
Man, I steal the pepperoni, man. That cupped pepperoni.
It's still hanging on my top of the list.
It is. I think it's because of the amount of pepperonis they put on that.
We'll get back there.
Yeah. Soon. Oh, I'll be back.
It's too close to my house.
I'm on week one of a 2 week, I don't want to say 100% kid free, but my youngest is down in Florida, and then she's with my mother and my little sister and her family, and then she's going to stay down in Georgia for another week after they get back from the beach. So,
and you're not going to know what to do.
Well, the oldest that's 16, you know, you've experienced this with your stepdaughter. They just kind of come and go. And it's like, are they coming home tonight? Or are they not? Or what? So the wife and I have kind of been kid free. And we, Friday night, we went up in the Heights, went up to the Georges, the Italian place, the group that bought Town Pump. And I wanted to find somebody to be like, when's it opening back up? But
that's our post-show spot if you ever want to come and beat one of us up or something.
But we went up there and ate and enjoyed. I didn't have a beer that night, but I had cocktails. And I got to tell you, if you hadn't been up there, you may want to take Kelly because the food is excellent.
I'm down for a good cocktail.
The food's excellent, and it's, I guess, kind of owned by her employers.
I prefer. Well,
you may not want me to say that, but.
Yeah. Well, it is. Yeah.
Their restaurant group, and had fantastic. Had some local craft beer. Had some Lost 40. Had some imports. Some domestics, but I got to tell you, their cocktail list, I wanted to holler at our buddy Mark Hooper that night and be like, yo, dude, have you tried some of these cocktails up there? Because I actually had a cocktail that had the origami sake in it.
Oh.
And
I had one of those the other night.
And the waiter, Josh was his name, I believe, he was talking to me and my wife about it, and he was like, all I'm going to say, the best description is it tastes like vacation. And when I drank it, it literally tasted like vacation.
I had one at Rock and Roll Sushi. They've got some sake drinks, and you can order them now with origami. It'll step up, and they're really, really good.
But I was impressed. I mean, well, origami, it's not regular sake. What 99.9% of the people out there, when you think of sake, it's truly a fine wine mixed blend. I don't know. It's Arkansas sake is what it is.
It's the best sake in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, before we get our guest on, which we got a killer show, I brought a special beer tonight. I talked about it on the last show. It's the new
And I saw you brought two, and you're going to hold them night?
I got two hands. It's a Haze Parade, a hazy IPA from one of our outstanding sponsors, New Province Brewing up in Rogers, Arkansas. We love them. We love all of their beers. I was going to do my little taste test on the air tonight, but I had a six-pack, and these are the last two left in, so I've tasted it a few times.
Well, I'm glad I'm trying to think. I've been out with my job out in the market quite a bit over the last 2 weeks and seen a lot of new
Providence
out there.
And John Lee told me to mention they're brewing a new batch tomorrow. Not going to be a lot of tweaks from this first batch, but might be a few. They're doing a killer job. It's a great beer. I wanted to get that in.
That is fantastic. And I'm looking here, 6.3.
Yeah.
Which, hey, that could go grow. That could go to our great friends Edwards. But better yet,
we got a guy on the line tonight from Northwest Arkansas.
We do. From down the street, I believe, from our buddy John.
Yeah, this started. I noticed they were having their fourth anniversary of their tap room party this weekend. 4 years they've been going there, but I think they've been open a little longer than that. But we'll let him tell us about it.
I was looking, and I don't believe he is. Here, I'm looking through my notes, Scott. Ken Warden, Director of Brewing Operation. And I believe, Ken, you there on
beer
the phone?
Guy.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Perfect, man.
How's it going, fellas?
Good, man. Nice to talk to you. I know, I think the last time we had them on, I believe we had their owners on.
Mike.
Mike was
on.
Oh,
did we?
Yeah, it's been a couple years, I think.
I can't remember
that's me.
Ken,
our believe it or not, Scott and I started this as a hobby 10 years ago doing this show, and we're trying to plan for a great, like, 10-year anniversary show in December, and I keep racking my mind going, okay, we need to come up with a list of, like, just see who all's been on the show, because believe it or not, while I don't remember, I used to, the first couple years, I did very good, and I put in a book of, like, who was our guest, what we talked about. Well, that ended about two.
Taking notes gets old after a while.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Yeah, it took me about 2 years to go, why am I doing this? But I want to go back and do some research, because most of our shows are available online on YouTube, and I think there's still some out there on SoundCloud.
If I'm going to be perfectly honest, there's some shows I don't remember who was the guest after the show.
On SoundCloud?
Later that.
Old
school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Early versions of the show was on SoundCloud, but I think you can actually still
We're on
go
Apple
out there
Podcasts now, YouTube. Yeah. We're all over the place.
And anyway, Ken Warden is joining us, and he is the Director of Brewing Operations at Rendezvous Junction.
He's
a beer guy.
He's the beer guy there. You've been there.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that means
I am there every day. That was my original position, I am now Chief Operations Officer, which is a big fancy title for, you know, if there's anything that needs to be done. This guy can probably figure it out.
Well, blame that on Scott, because I'm reading directly off the text message he sent me. Usually it's my fault, but I'm going to blame that one on Scott tonight. I'm just glad you got an easy name to remember. So,
I haven't been in 6 months or so, but I will be there Saturday.
Hey, we got to bring you back.
I'm going to be there Saturday. Yeah, I'm going to be there. The wife and I are coming up for the Goo Goo Dolls show, and I'm like, hotel is right by Rendezvous
Perfect
Junction.
Perfect day.
And it just happens to be their fourth anniversary.
Yeah, so looking forward
to that. We get a few guests from the amp over there. We're just not quite walking distance yet, you know?
No. But you're a short Uber ride.
Short Uber ride, for sure. Nobody wants to park out there anyway, so.
Yeah, there's four of us, so we'll Uber's nothing for four people. I don't think we'll get one after the show, but we can set somewhere.
I'm not going to throw you any curveballs, but time you said we had Mike on, who one of the owners. But for our listeners that may not remember, like my co-host here, give us a little background on Rendezvous Junction as far as like how the idea came. I know they came from the Pacific Northwest and kind of migrated to Northwest Arkansas. But
we were just having a conversation on trains. I think Damon's going to like the history of this brewery.
And yeah.
Am I right?
So, yeah, so this predates me. I started at the brewery started working on the designs for our current location in 2019, I think. But Mike Pearson is my boss. He's a founder and CEO. And he actually is from Oklahoma and worked for Walmart for years in the healthcare and wellness side of it. But he kind of moved up to the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington area for Walmart and was working out there. And that's where he fell in love with craft beer. You know, that's right about where the burgeoning craft beer scene was happening in the late 2010s, you know, or early 2000s. But he got the idea to start home brewing, and man, that guy, when he gets into something, he gets into it. And so he brewed, I mean, dozens of different batches and recipes that we've kind of picked through since we've been brewing commercially here for several years. But it was he and his son-in-law, Levi, who kind of started this project. And we originally started just up the road from where we are now in this kind of 500-square-foot closet brewery, making beers for a restaurant called Foster's Pint and Plate that was right next door. And they had a limited distribution. But, man, the name Rendezvous Junction, it comes from so there in Rogers, there was a train that came through pretty regularly, and there were a lot of apple orchards in the area at the time, and so all of the townspeople who were farming apples would show up in downtown Rogers and kind of rendezvous at the train junction for the apples. Was kind of the start of where Rogers, the town itself, started, and that's where Mike come up with the name. We brewed at that location for several years, 2016 until 2021, when we finally opened our new location with our own tap room and our big patio, and where we're going to have this 4-year anniversary, which is more the anniversary of the tap room. And when we went big, then it really is the anniversary of the brewery itself.
Yeah, because, I was thinking
y'all
were pre-COVID.
Yeah, he's been making beers for a while.
Yeah, y'all were pre-COVID when you were actually production, yep. Right? Yeah, okay, I thought
yep.
So. That's why for a second when you said 4th anniversary on your face, I thought, oh, they messed that up. Then I realized you're just talking about the taproom.
So what go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, we were a lot smaller back then. Mike was making some really good beer, and they were selling it there out of the tap or out of Foster's Pint and Plate, which eventually shut down and kind of influenced Mike into coming and opening his own spot. And so, you know, back then it was Mike and Levi working full time at their jobs and then brewing at night to supply a small tap room restaurant area out front and then a few accounts around town. But we decided to go all in with the project that we're in now. So that's where we're celebrating the 4-year anniversary. It's from when we actually have customers that we could sit and talk to across the bar there instead of selling through a restaurant that wasn't ours.
So, Ken, what is your background? You come from a brewing background? Because we have a lot of guys here that, you know, either they're home brewers, med school students that decide to ditch med school and go to become brewers. What's your background?
Yeah, I kind of fell in on that same track. I grew up in a little town not too far from here called Ozark, Arkansas. Are you guys familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I grew up. I went to school at the University of Arkansas in 2013, graduated in 2017. But when I was 21, I started working at tap rooms in Fayetteville, Springdale area, Coors specifically. So I turned 21, got myself a bar job at Coors, and I loved beer already. But I fell in love with the scene around craft beer, the culture that is instilled in the local craft brewery scene. And so by the time I got out of college, I was like, I think that my pre-med was a bad idea. I think I actually should have gone into business and opened my own brewery. So I actually finished out with psychology at the university and was looking for corporate work, working at Uptown Kitchen and Tap House, which at the time was Growler USA, homebrewing at the time. And that's when I met Mike. And, you know, we were just talking about homebrew science and what we were doing at home. And that was about the same time that Foster's shut down. And so Mike asked me to come along and be a team member, the brewer there. And so we designed the project for, 2 years. And this is all mid-COVID. And Mike had a couple of really bad accidents. And it set us back a pretty long time. But I worked in between that time. I worked at Saddleback and Bentonville Brewing Company. So I've been in the scene for, almost 10 years now. But the majority of my beer experience has been learned with Mike as my mentor. And then honestly, people ask me, did I go to school for brewing? And I was like, yeah, I watched a lot of YouTube and read a lot of Reddit forums.
Well, and I think
a lot of brewers.
I mean, I know a lot of guys that have went to the Siebel, or know a few that went to Siebel and learned, but I've also know guys that, you know, they just learned it in their backyard, and they're some of the best brewers around. Whether you have a formal brewing education or not, it's I think anything, you being in the brewery, working in the brewery, you probably learn more than anything you can read or, like you said, watch on YouTube.
On the opposite side of that, and we're not certainly not going to mention any names here, but we've known some people in our 10 years of doing the show that have opened breweries that were very smart book-wise and in chemistry degrees and all that, and their brewery didn't
make it.
Never got off the ground.
Yeah, and part of that is
it takes some love of beer.
Well, it takes love of beer, but I think when you decide you want to open a brewery, you got to have a business background.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where a lot of people think nowadays, or not necessarily nowadays, but let's say 10 years ago, I'm just going to open a brewery, and all of a sudden I'm going to have 200 people a night in here drinking beer, and I'm going to be, you know, in a year from now, I'm going to get a big brewer to come in here and offer me a bunch of zeros, and I'm going to sell out, you know.
Which was, if you could make good beer in that time period,
that would happen.
True.
Yeah, that would happen a lot.
Well, we haven't even talked about the anniversary party.
Or
so
we haven't even talked about any beer.
You're going to have to hang on to the
break. Ken, I'm going to put you back on hold. Hopefully I don't hang up on you, but if I do, just call back. But I'll get you on hold. And when we come back, I see they got a collab with the Ozark Football Club up in Northwest Arkansas. So
what I'm drinking right now. Yeah,
I'm going to ask about that. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import-sourced seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
It's your Razor Hog update on Out of Bounds, brought to you by Standing Firm Farms and Greenbrier. StandingFirmFarms.com for high-end restaurant quality fresh Angus beef delivered to your doorstep.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Now that it's summer, we're blowing out prices at HJ Trailer Sales. Through the end of the month, at factory cost, some even below. Aluminum truck beds in stock, marked down to 6,500 installed. All bedrock beds, 4,900 installed. Butler hay beds, 12.8 installed. Need a trailer? Good Guys 22 foot 10K 8100. All air tow trailers under 20,000. Delta 30 foot 14K gooseneck only 10.9. HJ Trailer Sales on Facebook or HJTrailersales.com. Hot Springs and Paragould.
Beer? Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo. Could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass, a lemonade would be nice. Of a spice from the top to a BK. Got a bar, got a drink, but girls got the bait on the front porch. Yeah, I got some ice tea. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
Bryce, what do you think of the new Province IPA?
It's pretty good. I'm going to text John. I talked to him last week just through some text. I had a couple questions for him, but I'm going to text him, tell him.
Now, this is year-round.
Well, you know, I'm a hazy IPA guy. Yeah. That's hazy IPAs are my go-to nowadays. It used to be sours. Like you, my taste buds change over the years.
I like how of all of us beer nerds kind of make fun of hazy IPAs, and then I turn around and like,
we drink all. Exactly.
Like, why do these people keep making all these hazy IPAs?
Oh, wait, let me get that. I mean, when I was down in New Orleans a couple months ago,
you probably drank
Day.
Holy Roller.
I did.
And the variants.
Everywhere I went and I found the hazy IPA. Yeah, I was like, just give me the hazy. And my wife's like, so you really love IPAs? And I'm like, well, I like hazies.
I just keep going back.
Well, I like hazies because they're just good.
Hey, I know somebody's got a very special beer this weekend.
I'm guessing his name may be Ken.
It may be. I saw him posting about an anniversary beer that I'm hoping I wasn't supposed to reserve in advance. And there's going to be enough I can just pick it up at the...
I think there'll be enough. We'll probably sell out day of.
Oh, good.
But we'll see. We're hoping.
Scott,
we're busy,
you might know somebody.
I'll beg for one when I get there.
I might
tell you what, we'll drink it on the show. We'll drink it in 2 weeks on the show.
Perfect.
Crack it open.
Yeah, Yeah, so that's the commemoration Imperial Stout, 12.5%. It was made. We brew this Imperial Stout, and then we've got a good connection. You guys know Kyle from over at RG Macon and Carson.
He's a local
distiller. But anyway, he makes apple brandy. And so he's one of these local distiller guys, and he's making really small batch stuff. He gives me these 15-gallon. I can't remember exactly where they're based out of.
Are they in Arkansas?
Yes, they are Arkansas based. Yep.
Peach brandy.
Well, so I think that their story right now, if I can remember this right, is that RG Macon and Carson is one of the oldest distilleries in the U.S., but it went defunct, you know, like 100 years ago. And so he opened up back under the brand. And I think they are getting their liquor made in like southern Missouri.
Oh.
And they're shipping it across state lines and then barrel aging it here in Arkansas, but he's trying to get the project up off the ground where he can make his stuff here.
Well, not to turn into a liquor show, even though we do occasionally.
Well,
a lot of those small guys first starting, that's they've got to source their liquor or source something, because I mean you can't open a distillery and have 10-year-old bourbon, when you're only a year old. So, where's it at? Ken,
I don't know where his actual station is, like where he bases his barrel aging production. I can't remember off the top of my head.
But okay, anyway, RG Macon and Carson Apple Brandy.
Macon, yeah. M-A-C-O-N. Yeah,
yeah. What's funny is, as soon as you said that, Scott and I both picked up our phones, and I think we both went straight to Google.
Because
I've not heard of that. Have you, Scott?
No, huh?
That intrigues
me. It's great brandy.
Macon and Carson Apple Brandy originated in Bentonville in 1893.
That's interesting. We
got to
look up some history. Now.
Yeah, at one time the distillery was the largest distillery west of the Mississippi River.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Arkansas, we like our apples, and we've been doing apples for a while, and so that's what these distillers were making it out of. But apparently, apple juice is a little bit harder to find sometimes these days.
Well,
especially if you want to do Arkansas
that.
Apples, you know.
Hey, shout out to Black Apple.
Yeah. Let's face it. Like you said, a lot of times, even these Arkansas wineries, you know, they really don't have a whole lot of Arkansas grapes in them. But
Arkansas is not great for growing wine grapes either.
No.
You know, it's just not the state for it. You want those grapes to really suffer and be traumatized.
Yeah, yeah. Well. Yeah, we're all over the place with this tonight. But
he's got me looking. I'm looking at this.
Like
this.
My vacation. We're going to Northern Georgia for my vacation, and this year my wife and I for our anniversary. And I found out there's a ton of great wineries and vineyards around there. I'm like, what? So the more I've been reading, their area is very conducive to growing some really tasty grapes. They're winning a lot of awards. I think it's. It depends on where you're at. I mean, sometimes it's I wish we could grow great hops here in Arkansas. And we've had some people from UA on this show talking about
they're
trying to grow.
They're growing that Cascade, right?
Yeah.
I think that was their best one. They did 10
where the winery
hops
is. Whitaker
well,
is.
Well, near Ozark and in that area. Yeah.
Yeah, Whitaker, Altus area.
Altus is where the state's got like
that's the beauty of like wine and beer to me, depending on what area you're in. It's how it tastes, and it's just, I think it's just fantastic that all these places are popping up. Now, I don't know. Well, I love Georgia wine. I don't know, but I'm sure going to try a lot of it and tell you when I get home. They don't ship
it
across the state line. Well, like Missouri, they don't ship it out of their state line. So we'll try it, make some memories, forget a few memories, and move on. Hey, tell us a little bit about what you're brewing there at Rendezvous Junction lately. What's been good for you guys? Last time I was in, I had a really light, like a 2.5% table beer, I think, that was delicious.
Yeah, the old Munkin' Around. That's a good style for us. Not a lot of people know what that style is, though.
Oh, it's great.
And so, something that I have, to your point, with business being such an important part of breweries, Mike, our owner, is just it's an awesome businessman. So he kind of leaves me to play around in the beer scene. But we love making beer that sells. And so our best beer, like, seller right now is our American Light Lager. It's called Grillin' and Chillin'. We sell the most of that. But we also don't necessarily cater to your quote-unquote craft beer nerds. You know, we like to be able to bring in people who are just like, hey, man, I don't really drink a lot of craft beer. All I drink is Busch Light. So we point them in that direction, and it's a perfect substitute for anything that's like domestic that you like. But me, and you know, you were talking about your hazy IPAs earlier. I've been in the beer scene for so long. Like, I love lager. Like, it is what I drink. And so our Czech Pils right now is drinking really great. We've got a rice lager that's coming out here in a couple weeks that we've brewed a few times, and we kind of like to rotate those a little bit. But like this weekend, you know, we've got the commemoration, the 4-year anniversary barrel aged apple brandy barrels, stout. We've also got tomorrow we're releasing a collaboration with Bensonville Brewing Company that's called Watch Your Speed, kind of a little take on the Casey Jones Grateful Dead song, you know, a little play between, you know, trains and our brewery's theme. And we're donating $1 from every sale of that beer back to a fund that's supporting our friend Zach Holly, which if you guys are on the local beer pages lately, you'll know that he had an accident and it's going to put him up for a little while. So we're going to donate to that fund. But then on Saturday, we're doing that barrel release. We're also releasing, which one of our best beers and one of our oldest beers that we've been making for a long time is a vanilla cream ale. We've done a little spin on it. We've made a birthday cake cream ale where we've literally put an entire cake into the mash. And it's called Birthday Suit, which I think is a really fun name.
Do I need to wear my birthday suit in the brewery Saturday, or is that legal?
So, I mean, clothing requirements are loosely enforced at the brewery, so someone might say something to you.
Look, there's people can't drink enough of that 12.5% beer to make me look good in a birthday suit, so we'll not do that. Hey, the Bentonville ones, now, will you be able to, is that going to be in a can since it's with Bentonville?
It's not, okay. And I don't believe they're canning it either, but you can fill up growlers at the brewery as usual. It's just kind of a short run of a session IPA. Very hot forward, mildly bitter, dry, clean finish. It's one that, you know, you can smash a few of and not get too worried about it. I think it clocks in at like 5%. So definitely worth drinking. And also, you know, you'll be supporting a good cause, helping our buddy Zach get back on his foot.
No, yeah, I got to tell you, you know, I'm really surprised no one in Central Arkansas has done this, considering we have the Little Rock Rangers. But you guys are getting a new professional football club up there called Ozark United Football Club. And you guys actually have a collaboration with them on a golden L. Do you like that,
That's
Scott?
That's great.
Well done.
Yeah.
That was really good. We get a lot of can I get a go Alden ale?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, buddy.
So how did that beer come about? Because I'm really surprised, and maybe we're gonna give somebody an idea down here, but how did that collaboration come about?
So the guys that are the leadership group with Ozark United FC, which was, you know, originally just USL Arkansas before they did their brand launch. They kind of picked their location based on, you know, A, how many people live around here that can make it here easily, and B, apparently there's this correlation between ticket sales for soccer clubs and the proximity to a brewery.
What?
And so it's a real thing.
I love it.
That's at least what I was told.
I would like to see the person that put that data together.
I want to see the science.
Wow, that is great.
But these guys have been coming in. You know, we've been hosting their meetings, their public comment groups at the brewery for, you know, a few years now. And so when they wanted to do their brand launch and officially become Ozark United FC, they asked us, hey, we want to do this at your location, and we also want to do a collaboration beer with a commemorative glass. And so we actually, my assistant brewer, Cody, awesome dude, great brewer, he wanted to do a golden ale real bad. And so we kind of modeled this beer off of your, like your Kona Big Wave type style.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had the beer in tanks, and they were like, you know, we really need something light, something that's approachable, that the soccer fans would like, that's not too, you know, not too heavy, not too hoppy, that everybody could get into. And I was like, what about a golden ale? And they were like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. And I said, what about a golden ale? And so that's kind of where that idea spun off. And,
so,
you know, we've been making it for a while now. It's a great seller for us. And, you know, it's kind of been my daily drinker in the last few weeks. It's a great beer.
Is that going to be available at soccer games when they start playing up there?
Yes, it should be. Now, from what I understand, they're doing a third party to take care of all their food and beverage. But they've made, you know, heavy promises that, they definitely want to carry local stuff. And, you know, we don't want to be the only beer on tap. Like, that's not something we want to do. We want to support all of our local breweries and all of our local, friends in the industry. So,
love it.
I do believe, however, that Golden Ale will be available on tap at the at the stadium once they get that.
All right, Ken. Well, I got to tell you, thanks for calling in tonight. And do you want to hang on and come through the break, or you?
Yeah, you should.
I'll put you on hold. Come back.
I mean, I'm welcome to.
All right.
I hate to cut him off, but
natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Town's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Oh, hey.
Hey, thanks for meeting me here. It's just, you're my only lawyer friend and I need your professional opinion. You see that brand new Hyundai Tucson out there? That's all I paid for.
Let me get back to you on that.
Deal's so right, it almost feels wrong at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on select Hyundai models. Only at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end July 31st. Call 469-405-7740 for details. Hurry in.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
You know, I couldn't stop talking about it to my family and friends. My knees are my trouble spot. But for me to tell them now that I'm doing so much better, they were amazed, and I've been amazed.
QC Kinetic Cellular Therapies. Yes, it is amazing how these non-surgical treatments deliver joint pain relief for patients like Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor.
Each week, I just started noticing that I could sleep and not have pain. I could play pickleball. I could do a CrossFit exercise routine.
QC Kinetics revitalizes your joints so you can move again without the pain pills or invasive surgery.
You know, I'm 60 years old and I want to stay competitive as long as I can. And QC has allowed me to do that. They did me right and really made a difference in my life.
Book your free consultation with QC Kinetics today and experience the difference for yourself.
I like to go, 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 move, move, move.
QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics 501-222-8440. That's 501-222-8440. 501-222-8440.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Pardon.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. Got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back.
Good. We had good break time conversations about being careful when you go to Coldplay concerts. I don't know if you saw that, Ken, but.
Oh, right, let me bring you back on. Well, I just saw it this afternoon about 4 o'clock, and I was like, what the heck is this?
I've been to concerts, and Bryce and I have stood just like that with him, like, leaning back on me. It's really not that big a deal.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. Well, what's funny is
I think it was Def Leppard.
I brought it up because I see on Facebook, I was just scrolling Facebook, and somebody marked safe from being cheated on at a Coldplay concert today. You know, and I was like, that is so funny.
The internet. Welcome to the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't ever want to be viral in any
way, shape, or form. Not anything like that, which you don't have to worry about me on that.
Ken, thanks for coming back with us. Yeah. We wanted to give you a chance here to just tell us about the anniversary party, what people need to expect. When should they come? Is it going to cost them all kinds of money? You got some great stuff. What's going on with it?
Yeah, so, it's all day. We open at 11. We close at 11 on Saturdays. We're going to be releasing our barrel-aged bottles in a bundle with our new four-year anniversary glasses, which are really cool. It's got a fun little train going around the edge of it, we were excited to do. But you can look at all of that stuff on our Instagram. We're just at Rendezvous Junction. But, so come all day. We've got vendors that are going to be, in and out throughout the day. We've got some local jewelry makers. We've got a local guy who's doing kettle corn. We've got our food trucks on site. We're also giving away a taproom membership, which is cool. So you come in, buy a beer. We'll give you a little little sign-up sheet, so you put your name and your number down, and then you could be a taste bud, which is our membership group name, and it's kind of fun. It's a really cool group to be a part of.
So
but
if you're
like I said, no, it's happening all day, so come out at any time.
If you're going to be like Scott and you're going to be up in Northwest this weekend, go check Rendezvous Junction Brewing Company, their fourth anniversary. Get some of their great beer. They're at 2225 South Bellevue Road in Rogers. And go check them out and
support
them.
First person that sees me there and says they heard the radio show, I will buy them a beer.
That's pretty good.
Will, yeah, man.
Yeah. All right. So
I hope it's my wife. I hope she's,
she's listening.
I don't think she's listening.
Well, hey, you're going to be buying her beer anyway.
Yeah,
Ken,
I hope it's you. I hope it's Ken. Yeah. I'll buy you a beer.
Does Ken count?
I'll get in there.
Yeah. All right, Ken. Well, I wish I was going to be up there this weekend with Scott, but unfortunately I'm not. But we got to get you down to Little Rock and in studio one time.
I said you can come in. Come on.
Hey, real quick, do you guys can beer?
We do, but all of our cans are taproom sale only. It's literally me and another guy who make all this beer. And so for us to expand our distribution to reach Little Rock or, all the liquor stores up here, it's going to be a complete redesign of our back house structure.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just wanted to, if you guys did sell anything here locally, I wanted you to shout it out. But sometimes
that's
I will
bring you back some.
Yeah, bring it.
We'll be at Festival of Darkness. So okay. If you guys want to come out, we'll be at Festival of Darkness.
What was the theme this year? Cowboys?
I have no idea.
I think
it's Cowboy Zombies.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Oh.
I've got a great tassel jacket that I'm looking forward to putting on.
Well, Ken, thanks for joining us tonight, and go enjoy some more lagers, and you can tune in on Facebook and watch the rest of the show.
Yeah, well, and I'll see
you
soon, Ken. Thanks for coming on.
Good to see you guys. Thanks,
Ken. Man, that dude, we got to get him in studio.
We need to get him to come up.
I want to be like, you got any experience? Because that was a natural, like, just you can really tell when people know about what they're talking about.
Well, Northwest Arkansas is a great place to open a brewery, but is it also a tough place to open a brewery? Because there's a lot
more competition up there.
You can't just willy-nilly throw out a brewery making average beers and get by, I wouldn't think.
Well, there has been up there, and then they're not around anymore.
Yeah, you've got to make quality beers, and they do. And their tap room's great. It's a really nice building, a really good setup. Every time I've been there, it's been a Saturday or Sunday. And they've always had something going on. They're selling jewelry up top. They got adoption dogs down.
It sounds like
bottom.
It's
they got
support
food
local
trucks.
Just like we promote here. Definitely grab me a couple beers.
I'll see what I can do. I probably owe you a few.
And then if we can grab Damon one of those T-shirts, that'd be sweet.
Got to get some train stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so this past weekend you were in Omaha. Few weeks too late to see the Razorbacks up there.
It's the only time I can afford to
hey,
go.
Hey, by the way,
because
I know you're a season ticket holder for the Travelers. I'm not going to call myself a season ticket holder, but I have access to plenty of tickets all year if I want them. But I saw from my hometown where I graduated high school, they just promoted a kid that played at UCA up to from Tacoma, Washington, at Tyler Cleveland.
Yeah, solid.
So
solid
here's what I'm going to say to that. Is it great, anybody an Arkansas kid, but somebody from the town that I grew up in. But I imagine the Travelers can get packed the next few weeks.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And he's put up some really good numbers.
Yeah, if you look. Yeah.
You know, the last kid we had from UCA that rode through here, didn't play for the Travs, but UCA played a home game there.
Well,
and I went and watched him pitch that night, and he's ended up being one of the hottest.
And a couple years ago, we had the old
young prospect.
What was the kid from the Razorbacks? Wore the glasses.
the closer. Come on, man.
I'll think about it before the show's in. But
speaking of the Travs, Snow Monkey is now.
Yeah,
at the
I saw that.
If you've been listening to our show for the last few months, we've had him on a couple times. It's Origami Saki.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not saying, Snow Monkey's a whole separate thing for them. They're running it that way, but it's a sake drink in a can. It's like a
4.5%. It's a canned seltzer, essentially. Yeah.
And they're delicious. It's a nice little mixed drink. They got them at the park now. I was happy to see them out there. We had a little launch party. I just jumped in on it.
Well, you might
Brett
as well
threw
be.
Out the first pitch.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
It may have
How many Snow Monkeys had he had before he and see, I wouldn't expect, because Brett's a big sports guy.
It's the pressure, man.
You ever go back and watch, throw out the first pitch and see people, hit the cameraman places that don't need to be hit,
I've seen
20 feet that way?
Well, I think it just gets in your head when you get ready to throw that first pitch out. I think the first pitch would be more exciting if it counted and there was a batter there.
I never have thrown the first pitch, but both of my kids have.
Oh.
And I always felt like that's why I had them do it. I got invited to do it a couple times, and I always let my kids do it. But I always felt like if I was going to do that, I would need to have a couple beers.
Well, that's why I think maybe they should change it and you throw the last pitch of the game. Like, I get out there after like four or five beers in the beer garden and throw the final pitch of the game and see if I can get it over the plate to a live batter also. I think that would be fun. I think that would get people to the park, possibly.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a tap time night out there. Think we can get a sponsor for that.
I don't know.
You
but
were
yes,
in,
I did.
You were
well,
in
I,
Omaha.
I was telling you. So, now, no baseball game. Their beautiful ballpark is downtown. Their AAA team plays in a different ballpark. We went out there and caught a game. I tell you what, they have a very underrated, in my opinion, from what I'd known going in, craft beer scene. They've got a lot of breweries. Of course, I didn't get to check them all out. I know that shocks you, but I hit about five or six breweries, and they got some really good breweries. They're making some really good beer, some really cool people. I mean, we met several people and just a lot of really friendly folks. Breweries everywhere you look. I don't know the number. I guess I should have looked that up before I started talking about, but there's a lot of breweries there, and there are a lot of good breweries from what I saw.
All right, we got to take a cold call real quick. I think I may know who this is. Is this who I think it is?
This is Andrew Ballant.
No, oh, I thought it was somebody else. I got him coming. Who? I'm going to have to, Andrew, I'm going to cut you off real quick because I got somebody calling in. If that is our man, can you patch him through there, Damon? All right, is this my man, Justin?
This is your man.
Hey, Justin, real quick, we got, I don't know, you do this more than I do. We got a couple minutes. Hey, I'm going to do something with you. Scott's out of town this weekend. We're doing a show from the Great Arkansas Beer Festival and Rock City Margarita Fest this Saturday at the State House Convention Center.
22 years I've been in radio, Bryce. This will be the pinnacle of my career. Doing a show with you for an hour leading up to a beer and margarita festival. This is going to be the greatest 60 minutes in radio history. I can't wait.
Hey, do you remember the first show Scott and I did?
I do. I was
terrible.
Board off.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look how far you've come.
Yeah, I know. Hey, real quick, give us I was trying to get Reed on, and he couldn't come on, but real quick, give us a update. Give us an update on the festival, how we get tickets, what's going on.
Well, what's amazing is you couldn't get Reed on. He's an attention hog, but whatever. I'm looking forward to hanging out with him too. Okay, so here's the deal. We've got a really fun time, and no matter what you're into from a drink standpoint, unless you're into wine, we got you covered. I'm sure there's probably some canned wines that are going to be there as well. But it is all about craft beer. That's what it started out with, of course. And then we got margaritas from all over town, and we're going to get a great selection of those. All kinds of different varieties. I actually had a chance to go around to a few different vendors and see some of the things they're going to be serving up. It is going to be fantastic. The other thing is, it's $40 if you buy today or tomorrow. It's $50 on day of, but it's all benefiting the Ronald McDonald House, too. So,
that's,
I mean, 5 to 8, 3 hours of fun. Go catch a place to eat beforehand, catch a bite afterwards, whatever. And we got that 1 hour broadcast leading up to it from 4 to 5.
Hey, Scott, finally we get a pro on the radio.
Now we look bad.
I will see you about 3:30 Saturday, Justin.
You'll be good.
All right, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Scott, we're going to miss you, buddy.
Check.
Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. And I don't mean the Jelly of the Month Club. Hey guys, this is Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa, and we're celebrating Christmas in July. Tis the season for membership pricing. You can get a $98 massage for $85. Plus, additional stocking stuffers like a VIP roll at Rock and Roll Sushi. Stop by Ava Bella Day Spa at 301 North Shackleford Road, Suite C3. Or AvaBellaDaySpa.com. Merry Christmas in July.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
If you've ever stood overlooking a bluff on Pettigene, floated the buffalo, taken a leisurely drive through miles of Delta farmland, or even witnessed a brilliant sunset from your own backyard, you know Arkansas is full of beauty. Naturally, that leaves no room for trash. Get litter out of the picture and keep Arkansas in its natural state, clean and green. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. A message from this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Man, this is going by, Scott. I'm going to miss Saturday. Here's what Justin say? He's been in the radio business 22 years.
I thought he said 50 years.
Well, maybe.
He's an old man.
But even if he said 22, even though this is not our daytime job.
That's a long time.
We've been in business.
10 years?
10 years? Half as long. If you count the times me and you have done radio, like even if it was like 5 years to one, we're probably over half. So anyway, hey,
time flies when you're having fun.
It is. Sorry about that.
Even if they didn't pay
there.
Me, they pay me huge money to do the show. I think everybody knows that. If they didn't pay me, I would still do it because I like talking about beer.
I'm just happy we break even. real quick, we just have a couple minutes.
Big stuff with your festival Saturday, 4th anniversary at Rondeville
Junction.
Not
my festival,
Saturday.
But the one I'm going to. You said my festival. But I'll have some product out there. I've got to have that taken over there tomorrow. We'll have some Soul and Spirits. We'll have some Avery, some Founders.
Excellent.
Some
sounds like a lot of margaritas.
A lot of margaritas, I think. The festival's really evolved, and that probably was a good thing that they combined two festivals because they used to do a margarita.
Hey,
and
everybody
a
doesn't
festival.
Love beer, but everybody loves festivals.
Yeah,
and there's
exactly.
Nobody that doesn't like a good festival.
I'm looking forward to it. I get to go hang out with a dude that I've known for 20 something years, and maybe he'll teach me a thing or two. So
you can learn from him.
I could probably.
I think we can all learn.
We could all learn. So you're going to Goo Goo Dolls this weekend. You're going to Rendezvous Junction.
Yeah.
You're gonna hit up New Province.
Yeah, of course I'm going to get to New Province. Yeah. Of course. And I'm going to try to go buy a greenhouse.
Yeah. We're going to try to get those folks on too.
I talked to Travis this week. They may come on. They're opening a new tap room in Bentonville. I'll let them tell us all about that.
We need to, next show, I'm trying to think. We need to, I don't know. Well, think about it. We got a couple weeks.
Edwards Food Giant. We love them.
We do. I saw them last week. I said, Gary, need to get you on. He said, let's do it. So maybe when something special happens, we'll figure that out. Get Mike, Cook, Bratz in the parking lot.
And thank you, Edwards Food Giant. We always thank you guys.
All right, Scott. Had fun tonight. Wish we could go another hour. But unfortunately, we only get 1 hour.
Hey, y'all have fun Saturday. Everybody get out and support something.
See you, buddy.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.